House will come to order. Representative Lamond, you're recognized to introduce the doctor of the day.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members, today the doctor of the day for the seventh year in a row from Danny Morgan's district is Dr. Charles Olson. He will be the physician of the day. He is an ER physician in Stillwater, Oklahoma. Please make him feel welcome to the floor.
Representative Sears, you're recognized to introduce the medic of the day.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members, I'd like for you to introduce Martha Carter from Collinsville, Oklahoma, as our medic of the day. Will you please give her a nice welcome and allow her the privileges of the floor?
Mr. Forleiter.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Please recognize Representative Arms for the pages.
Representative Arms, you're recognized for the pages.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members, as the youngsters come in this morning, I want to tell you a couple of the highlights as we go through here and look at this group of kids. We've got Pages of the Week to talk about first. This Page of the Week deal started a couple of years ago. It's been really neat because as they do their mock legislature, they select and vote on their own Page of the Week or two Pages of the Week. This week, the first Page of the Week is Paul Inman. Where's Paul? There's Paul. Come get your citation. He's here with Representative Mike Sanders. And his grandfather served three terms, I believe, Representative Roan, right here in, from Colgate, Oklahoma, right here in the House of Representatives. So he has a little bit of a history here at the House. And I think he may even be step friends with Representative Inman, the current representative. I'm not sure, but anyway. If he hadn't, he ought to be, huh? The second page of the week this week is Michael Blows, and he is here with Representative Lee Denny. Where's Michael? Job. The page of the week is really a nice touch that really it kind of lets the youngsters that really show a lot of promise that, and they get elected. It's just kind of a neat deal. Other mentions this week, we've got Rachel Sordahl, I believe that is. Rachel, where are you? She's not here. Well, let me tell you about her. She's an all-state soccer player. She plays the forward position. She scored 25 out of the 41 goals in their last, I guess, season. She's here on behalf of Representative Ben Shear. So congratulations to Rachel. Is she in the building or did she go home? She went home. Probably had a soccer game. And the next one is there are two young people here that have both just received their state FFA degrees. One of them is Latricia White. She's a young lady from Tipton right here, a page on my behalf this year. Appreciate her being here. She's a state FFA degree recipient. And Amanda Souter, where's Amanda? She's also just received her state FFA degree. She's here with Representative Steve Copeland. So congratulations to those young people. That's a great accomplishment. And, of course, being an OAG teacher, kind of partial to those state FFA degrees. Well, ladies and gentlemen, as we do every week, let's show these young people our appreciation for their hard work. They've been a great group to work with.
Mr. Forleiter.